Susan, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So Susan, Aerie has carried out research into data and cybersecurity. To start off, I suppose, tell us what prompted you to carry out this research.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit of context. So last week was a big, exciting moment for us at Air. We have just launched our new brand, Air Business Secure Managed Solutions for All. So we are Ireland's leading integrated digital solutions provider. So bringing together the scale and reliability of the Air network with the innovation and expertise of a managed services and security company. So really what we were trying to do was understand the big challenges facing Irish businesses of all sizes. So from kind of government and enterprise, but also down to SMEs, to understand what were the big things coming through. And clearly cybersecurity and data security is a big issue. So we researched consumers to understand the level of trust that they had among Irish businesses, to just to understand maybe where businesses need to focus. And the findings really are quite stark.
Okay, interesting. Before we get into those findings, Susan, you might tell us, we'll say, how many people were surveyed as part of it.
So 1,000 people were surveyed as part of this, and it was done in conjunction with Amoric researching.
Okay, brilliant. And what were some of those main findings then that you mentioned were quite stark?
Well, I think really it all came down to that cybersecurity isn't just a technical issue. It's actually about trust. So what we learned was that almost 1 in 4 people have actually had their data compromised. And only 16% of the people surveyed believe that businesses can actually protect them. So really, you know, my advice and the advice of Air Business is to make security core to your business, that it's not an add-on, it's not a bolt-on feature. Customers really expect transparency, they expect resilience, and they expect to be protected. At Air Business, we're combining Ireland's largest network with the deep expertise in cloud and cybersecurity to help all organisations to close that trust gap with consumers.
Okay, fantastic to hear. And when it comes then to, I suppose, consumers' data and maybe cybersecurity, that aspect of it as well, did the findings say that Irish businesses were doing enough maybe to make sure consumers were confident that their data was being protected?
Well, I think, you know, the big thing that Irish businesses can do is ensure that they have the right business partner to work in conjunction with them to help them manage that security. And that's where very much Air Business comes in. So being that trusted partner to be able to make sure that business is connected, protected, and future ready to meet the needs, ever-growing needs now of Irish consumers. Because if you like, at Air Business, our customers are Irish businesses, and their customers are those end users, of those consumers that are saying that they are having trust issues. So really ensuring that security is a top priority, that it's designed in. So as I said, not bolted on. So what we do is we look to provide in-depth analysis and defense across our network, across our cloud services and our devices. We offer 24/7 monitoring and incident response. So our global security center ensures protection even when Irish consumers and businesses are sleeping.
Okay. And in terms of then, we'll say, the data that businesses store, we'll say, on their consumers, is it something that consumers are becoming to be a little bit more interested in? Are they trying to find out, I suppose, what businesses are doing maybe with their data, or is it a concern for them at all?
I think consumers are probably becoming more and more savvy. And we do see some businesses and even government bodies are trying to explain more on the types of things that consumers need to be aware of. So I think it is important to have an understanding and some knowledge, and understand that there are kind of, you know, tips and tricks that you need to understand when you're storing your own personal data on devices. So it is definitely useful from even from a consumer's perspective to have protection and security features or security apps on your own personal devices. They are available, I know, from Air, that can be added to any personal devices for a small monthly cost. And then from an Irish business's perspective, there's, you know, continuous improvement in terms of the types of offering and solutions that are being designed to ensure that all Irish businesses are able to keep consumers' data safe.
Yeah. And it's important, isn't it, Susan, I suppose, that confidence is there between businesses and consumers as well, and that there is that level of trust between them, because that's an important part, I suppose, of the relationship between both businesses and their consumers as well.
It absolutely is. Like, trust is the new competitive currency. My advice, security by design. It cannot be an add-on or a bolt-on feature. It needs to be designed into the solutions that Irish businesses are considering from the beginning. And you need to have one accountable partner. And that's where Air Business Secure Managed Solutions come in, to make sure that all Irish businesses are connected, protected, and future ready.
And can AI play a role here, Susan, maybe? And also, I suppose, as well, maybe are businesses confident with it? Because we can hear that, you know, that AI is great in terms of doing, I suppose, repetitive roles, maybe that just to free up business people and business owners in particular, maybe that might be under pressure, especially, I suppose, in SMEs and things as well. They might be time poor, we'll say.
Yeah.
But are they confident maybe in using it, or are they afraid maybe of some of the threats, I suppose, that it can pose as well, maybe? Or did the survey look at that at all?
So the survey didn't specifically look at AI, but look, AI is a hot topic. It is embedded in our technology stack. AI is a strategic issue for our business. So from kind of secure automation to productivity tools, we are seeing AI embedded now in all solutions. We take a very responsible approach. So we work with our businesses, our business clients, to ensure that they have the right governance in place, which is really important, their data in the right place, but also that there's that human oversight. So you still, even with the most advanced AI tools, to get the most out of them, you still need human oversight. And that is where having the right partner with your business to be able to design in your AI solutions that best meet your needs. So at our business, again, we will be looking at secure managed AI solutions for businesses of all sizes, and definitely for those SME customers who maybe don't have their own large scale IT functions within their business, and they really need help maybe understanding how to be compliant with EU standards, how to ensure that the right governance processes and policies are in place for their employees. So our focus is on AI that makes businesses safer and more efficient, not just AI for the sake of it.
Okay, that's good to hear. Earlier on, you spoke as well about that 24/7 aspect. And I suppose we are living in such a digital age now, you know, everything is online, and we're, I suppose, spending a lot of our lives online as well. But it's outside of working hours maybe sometimes as well. So is it important that businesses, I suppose, I know they probably are aware of it already, but that they make sure that the services that they're offering, I suppose, and that protection as well, that it is in place 24/7, because that is the world that we're living in at the moment, isn't it, Susan?
It absolutely is. And I think that's more and more Irish businesses are evolving, that they need to have 24/7 monitoring in place. They need to ensure that they have the right incident response in place so that they are as resilient as they can possibly be, because, you know, attacks do not happen at convenient times. So we need to ensure that we can respond regardless of what time of the day or night it is. And that is why we have our own global security center that is available 24/7 with Air Business.
And just before we finish up, Susan, if anyone wants to find out a little bit more about the survey maybe and the findings of it as well, is it up on your website, or where can they access it?
I would definitely recommend that you go to our website. So it's airbusiness.ie, and you can contact us from there, and we would be delighted to talk to any Irish businesses.
Fantastic. Well, Susan, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too. Thank you for having me.